Burab's voice and the music of the hurdy-gurdy faded slowly as she marched off into the sunny afternoon long gone.
So we ate task off and the war kicked off. 'Twas a day of fearsome slaughter. And a skinny rat shot off me hat at the Battle of the Boiling Water. Then the good old sergeant yelled out, "Charge! 10,000 vermin scattered!" While the puddings flew till the air turned blue, all steamed and fried and battered. Well, I knocked the socks off a fluffy fox and walloped a weasel wildly. I snaffled the coat of a sniffling stoat and flattened a ferret finely. We whacked and thumped and kicked and jumped, we showed the foe no quarter. Till they ran away and we won the day at the Battle of the Boiling Water.
Mira was holding the badger mum's paw and felt her slip away at the end of the second verse. The otter maid sat at her friend's side, still holding her limp paw and staring at her smiling face. Gregor looked so peaceful and happy. Burab finished his song, bowing and posing outrageously, as the hurdy-gurdy groaned and wheezed to a halt amid the cheering and stamping of applauding redwallers. Sister Alkanet saw Mira sitting dry-eyed at the badger's side, looking into her still face. Sensing something was wrong, the sister hastened over, followed by Filorn, who nodded to Burab, indicating he should sing the song again as an encore. No beast noticed, amid the gaiety, what was going on at the bed beneath Martin the Warrior's tapestry. Alkaneth leaned close to Mira and whispered,
"What is it? Has Gregor Badgermum fallen asleep?"
Mira touched the sightless eyes, closing them for the last time.
"Aye, sister, our badger mum has finally gone to rest forever."
A tear brimmed from Alkanet's eye. Mira wiped it away.
"Not now, sister. We'll weep later. Don't let them know Gregor is gone. Carry on with the feast in her honour. That's what she would have wanted. Chin up now. Be brave."
Sister Alkanet turned to Filorn, and there was awe in her voice.
"Truly your daughter is the Mother Abbess of Redwall.